The grass is greener on the other side. So goes the lie that creeps in my mind, pulls on my pride and seeks to divide me from my bride. As old as time, well, maybe a little younger, from when that Eden fruit was eaten, God's limits thrown asunder. We now choose our own boundaries, humanity's greatest blunder. And instead of ruling over creation, we fell under its control. Mind, body, and soul. But addiction to forbidden fruit over time takes a toll. We reject his scroll, reject what we've been told. Draw a line in the sand and man, I at least have to cross it with my toe. This temptation happens almost every day. No matter how many times I knock it down, I can't get it to go away, it's here to stay. But I won't be dismayed, because every altercation makes me stronger. And these battles used to take me a lot longer to overcome. Used to fight in my own strength, was slow to look to the sun. But now I stare in his direction just as soon as it's begun. Right when that short skirt crosses my eyes, I retract my gaze, redirect it to the skies. Think about my friend upon that cross and why he died. Admit my weakness, no hiding, no disguise. Disgusted at lust and how it wants me to compromise. Everything God's built over years, every inch forward in my marriage taken with tears. This marriage I've got now is the stuff of fairy tales. Nah, it's actually more. It's that gritty and bloody warrior life, not just some cute girl I adore. This kind of relationship I never thought would be possible. Intimacy so profound because it's rooted in the gospel. And not just doctrines and head knowledge and such, but hearts that are tender to his leading, familiar with his touch, quick to repent even when the sin isn't much. Because sin, when left alone, even if microscopic, begins to blur your vision, making you myopic. And what you can't see far away is that sin is gonna grow. And the truth that needs to be revealed is gonna get harder and harder to show. The enemy wants you to think it's no big deal when it's small. What's a look, a glance, a few seconds of imagination after all? But don't be fooled. It's your marriage as a whole that he wants to fall. And every incident of sin is like a brick building into a wall. It functions to separate you from your mate, isolate you from your greatest human ally. You hear that she's against you, but that's a flat out lie. She was made to fight with you and for you till the day that she dies. And she would do it if you let her. Stop keeping her on the outside, men. Let down your pride. Now I know that most women can't handle this level of truth, but neither can the average man. So my message to you, church, is it's the gospel we got to understand. Every man's flawed, imperfect. The battle is real but worth it. God did the heavy lifting. We're not defeated, we can win. And when shame comes knocking, reminded that temptation isn't sin. Jesus was tempted and you will be for sure. It's what you do in temptation that determines if you're pure. And even when we blow it, when we give in to sin's allure, there's forgiveness and grace from God that endures. We're not alone in this battle. We got his spirit from above who can fill us with power, a sound mind and love. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against the enemy of our souls. We're up against spiritual giants with destruction as their goals, and we're the targets. You don't believe me? Just try to love your wife and kids and see how far you get. Before a bomb goes off, before you sense opposition like a hurricane force trying to shift your position, trying to weaken your convictions, it'll blow right in your face, screaming at you that your purpose, your plans, your desires are out of place, your faithfulness a waste. Monogamy, please, it chides. Staying married to one woman was for a different time. Since then we've evolved and now we know that it's fine to do whatever we want. Go on, it says, follow whatever desire comes into your heart. And the lie is that it's love, even if it was lust from the start. You know what real love is? It's gruesome. It's hard. It leaves you hanging open-hearted, bloody, and scarred. It stays faithful, even when things aren't easy. It chooses to see the beauty in the woman God gives me. Interestingly, the more I invest in her, my own wife, the greener the grass gets in my own life. So do the hard work. Do the heart work. Take off your red shirt and get in the game. There are no spectators allowed. Even if you don't believe in the enemy, he's still gonna hit you somehow or some way. If you just try to love your wife, be faithful and stay. And let me just say, it's not even a real woman who draws my attention. It's a caricature, a mirage of my own invention, a delusional vision. a perfect woman with no fault I'll ever find. The fact that a perfect woman doesn't exist doesn't even cross my mind. And the lies about her combined with every negative thing I know about mine, I become blind. Somehow the positive things about my wife fade away. She too becomes a distortion, just in a different way. Comparing the two women like this, and it's clear I shouldn't stay. Now all this processing happens in an instant, and though a grown man, I start to think like an infant. I want, I need, and it's God alone who can give me reprieve. His word comes powerfully and I choose to believe. Son, I've given you everything you need. Be content with what you have, and with what you don't, trust me.